Do you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics has it that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. That's the words of the wisest man that ever lived. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode. Now let's do a few introductory words. This podcast is all about sharing wise counsel with you so you can have a better chance in your life. Just as the words of the sage, without good direction, people lose their way. It is my hope that as a result of the principles we'll be sharing in this podcast, many will find their way. Now, charting a successful career requires wise counsel and direction, both of which this podcast aims to provide. And all I will need from us is our listening ear. All I will need is that once this podcast is out, you can be able to download part time, to be able to download every episode, and be able to check and imbibe every principles that we'll be sharing. Wow. Now, the introductory words are out of the way. Now, let's get to the business of the day. Now, let's take another words of a sage, even before we proceed, which says, it is better to be wise than strong. Intelligence outranks muscle any day. Strategic planning is the key to warfare. Now, we're taking your career as a warfare in this case. Intelligence outranks muscle any day. It's not a function of muscle anyhow. It's a function of strategic planning, because to win, you need a lot of good counsel. And there's a better way to start the counsel than to look at what a career is. Going by the words of the World Library, Wikipedia, it says, career describes an individual's journey through learning, work, and other aspects of life. There are a number of ways to define a career, and the term is used in a variety of ways. Now, let's pick another definition from Oxford English Dictionary, which says, career is defined as a person's course or progress through life, or a distinct portion of life. In this definition of career, career is understood to relate to a range of aspects of an individual's life, learning, and work. Three major aspects here. When we're talking about career, we're talking about an individual's journey through learning, work, and other aspects of life. So basically, I can pick three major things: an individual's life, learning, and work. So what it means is that everything about career centers around an individual, and all of us are entities on their own. We are personalities. We have our own interests. We have our own values. We have our own personality. So if you understand your personality very well, then you can be able to imbibe the learnings and the work itself. So work is like the last phase. But many individuals that are trying to build a career or trying to get out of the university to be able to build a career or looking for a job usually picks the last phase. Three phases: the individual first, the learning, then the work can come. But most times people pick the work first. They forget the individual, they forget their personality, they forget the learning part, and they go for work. Little wonder they go and fail when they get to the workplace, because the two essentials and phases of the career phase have been lost. That is their own individual and their own learning. Now, we're going to be picking up the individual phase briefly today, and subsequent podcasts we're going to be looking at how it relates to you, because then we'll be looking at who are you. Now, when we're talking about the individual, we're trying to cover subject around who are you. What exactly makes you tick? What's that driving force in you? What's the purpose? What's that vision that drives your person? Then when we're talking about the learning phase. Now, recently at a job fair that I attended, one of the facilitators said that our educational system have killed learning. Very, very deep words, I'm sure. Because some of the curriculums of what the educational system is taking us through takes us completely from learning. They take us through a regimen of learning, a lot of interesting stuff that even when you're out of the university, you never use. A very typical example: when was the last time you used calculus in real life? You asked me that same question, all right? So now we're talking about learning. The learning phase is very key in building a career. Then the last phase is the work phase. Join me as I continue on this expose after this short break. Welcome back to Career and Employability Talk with Chegwu Akiode. Yes, we just been able to bring up the three major phases which are very important in our course of discussion. One is the personality, the individual. And when you're talking about personality, basically trying to look at, and the personality is talking about individual differences among people, which tends to have to do with behaviors, patterns, cognition, and emotions. Now, that we're going to be dealing with in details in the course of this podcast. Now, the second phase is talking about the learning phase. Learning is actually talking about the act of acquiring new or modifying and reinforcing existing knowledge, behaviors, skills, values, or preferences. Now, at the point of our birth, we are individuals of nurture and nature. Nurture has to do with the things which our environment exposes us to. Now, basically, in the course of your growing up, some things you have been exposed to tends to change the way you think. Now, the nature part of it is your environment. The nurture is talking about the things your parents give to you. Now, the nurture part of it and the nature. So, it's a combination of these two. The environment, then the things you are exposed to by virtue of interacting with your parents. And these two things begin to change our personality. Now, one thing is understanding the way you are now. Then the learning part is talking about acquiring new things, modifying, reinforcing existing knowledge. Existing knowledge from nature and nurture. Behaviors from nature and nurture, skills, value, and preferences. So you can begin to see how those two things must come first before you can now get into the workplace. So at the point you are getting into the workplace, so many things have happened. They're doing a lot of personal development, going through the school system. You're able to be able to pick life skills. So you're not just talking about theoretical knowledge anymore. You're being able to pick a lot of trainings, a lot of things that are able to refine you into that individual that is able to add value even to the workplace. Now, before we run along for today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Chegwu Akiode, let's quickly do a little bit of recap. One, we have been able to establish that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. And that is why we've been able to start up from the point of defining career, the three major phases in the career phase, talking about the personality, the learning phase, and the work phase. Now, and the major reason why we have to go through this route is to be able to establish that it is better to be wise than be strong, because intelligence outruns muscle any day, anytime. And your career is more like a warfare. So strategic planning is the key to warfare, because for you to win, you need a lot of good counsel. And shortly before I go, it is very key for you to know that my career is different from your career. So your career doesn't have to be modeled after what the society is saying. Your career does not have to be modeled after what your parents are saying. Your career is unique to your own personality. It is unique to you. It is unique to your learning through your phase of nature and nurture. So all of these things add up to be able to give you the wholesomeness that you need to be able to display your own uniqueness to the workplace. And for some individuals, they don't really need to be in the workplace to be able to define their own uniqueness. In their own personal development, in terms of their self-employment, some individuals are meant not to be in the workplace. I will be exposing on this in the course of life, in the course of this podcast. Some individuals are meant to work on their own. All of these things, why do I think I know so? They are embedded in your personality because the Creator has made it so. So the best thing you need to do instead of looking for that job is to ask yourself a question first. Who are you? Who am I? It's going to be a journey. It's not something you're going to achieve in one day, because there's one thing that I take as my own slogan, and I'm going to leave that with you before I go. That word is, we are all work in progress. Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Chegwu Akiode. To know more about Chegwu Akiode, follow his Twitter handle at Chegwu Akiode, at SEGUNAKIODE, or visit his website www.chegwuakiode.com. See you next time.